بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, this is going to be our 29th session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fahd Ibrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And in today's session, we're going to be completing Lesson 27. In today's session, inshallah, we're going to be completing Lesson 27. For homework, it was suggested that we do a quick review of the English key, which contains 2 points, but the first point is the main core of the lesson, and most of the lesson is dealing with the pronouns, separate and attached pronouns, as well as pronouns of raf and nasb and jar, and the details related to such. After that, last week we completed the reading of the Arabic text or dialogue at the beginning of the lesson and the first 3 exercises. So today, inshallah, we're going to begin with exercise number 4 on page 234. And inshallah, it is our hope and intent to complete the exercises that remain from 4 to 13, ending on page 237. 234, 235, 236, and 237. So let's begin with a quick review of the English key, a summary of the English key. So the first thing that's mentioned on page 121, lesson 27, in this lesson we learn the following, the kinds of pronouns. And as I mentioned last week, all of this information, for the most part, related to pronouns, we have studied throughout this Medina course, and beginning in book 1, level 1, level 2, level 3, and so on. So all of this information we've seen before here is collected all together in one lesson, with the exception of the separate pronoun of nasb. We didn't have before, so that's new for this lesson. Otherwise, this is really just a review of the main matters or rules related to the pronouns. Keeping in mind that there are 2 main categories of pronouns, those which are munfasil, separate, and those which are muttasil, attached. Also, from another angle, we can say that pronouns are pronouns of raf, yani used in the place where they should be marfu'an, pronouns of nasb, yani pronouns that are used in the place where they should be mansub, because they're the object of the verb or the ism of inna, and pronouns of jar, yani they're in the place where they should be majrur, because they are the mudhaf ilayhi, the second part of an idafa construction, or because they are the object of a preposition. As far as the separate pronouns only come as pronouns of raf and pronouns of nasb. As far as attached pronouns, so attached pronouns come as raf and nasb and jar. Yani, jar pronouns only come attached. Yani, attached to another word. Attached to a noun as the mudhaf ilayhi, or attached to a preposition as the object of a preposition. Alright, so this is the summary. And just to quickly look at the English key on page 121, it says kinds of pronouns. They either separate, munfasil, and attached, muttasil. The separate pronouns are independent and not attached to any other word. They also occur after illa. Okay, so separate pronouns are independent. They are not attached to other words. They usually begin the sentence, or sometimes they come after illa. And these separate pronouns only come as raf pronouns or nasb pronouns. And that's why the examples they gave us here are separate raf pronouns, ana, muslimun, or ma fahim ad-dars illa anta. Those are raf pronouns that came as separate pronouns, either in the beginning of the sentence or after illa. Same thing, nasb pronouns may also begin a sentence as in iyaka ra'itu, or come after illa, ma ra'itu illa iyaka. So, separate pronouns are only raf pronouns and nasb pronouns. As far as attached pronouns, so they come in all three situations. Yani raf, nasb, and jar. Attached pronouns are not independent, but are always attached to other words. And then they give us some examples of that, and they also mention that nouns indicate their function in the sentence by changing the endings. Nouns, like kitabu, kitaba, kitabi. Pronouns do not change the endings. They change themselves entirely. So, for example, raf pronouns come in two forms, either separate or attached. As separate, you say, men anta. That's a separate raf pronoun. As attached, you say, as'aluka. That's an attached raf pronoun. And the same thing with nasb pronouns, they come separate and they come attached. So, there are two sets of pronouns. One for raf, and the other pronouns are for both nasb and jar. Except that nasb pronouns can be separate or attached, and jar pronouns can only be attached, but they are the same exact pronouns for nasb and raf. As far as for nasb and jar, as far as raf pronouns, so they come separate or attached. The separate form is different than the attached form. And then they give us the pronouns of raf in their separate forms, like huwa, hiya, yani anta, and ana, and so on. Those are the separate raf pronouns. The attached raf pronouns are attached to verbs. For example, like dhahabtu, dhahabta, dhahabti, and so on. Yani ta mutaharrik, alif, al-ithnain, the dual pronoun of raf that's attached. Waw al-jama'a, ya al-mukhataba, noon al-niswa, and na al-mutakallimin. So these are all raf pronouns in the attached form. They attach as the fa'il to a verb, to a past tense verb, a present tense verb, or fi'l amr. They also mention here that attached pronouns of raf are sometimes come as mustatir, hidden pronouns. In the past tense, they come as the second, as the third person, masculine and feminine singular, as in the verb huwa dhahaba, or hiya dhahabat. And in the present tense, they come in four forms, as in yadhhabu, tadhhabu, adhhabu, and nadhhabu. Tadhhabu is used for two pronouns, hiya tadhhabu, and anta tadhhabu. So, the attached pronouns of raf come in the hidden form as mustatir in the past tense, as well as in the present tense. Then they mention the pronouns of nasb come in their separate form, and they come in the attached form. This exact same pronoun is used, except that in the separate form, it's combined with the word iyya. Iyyaka, iyyahu, iyyaha, and so on. That's in the separate form. In the attached form, we will see it, for example, attached to a verb, yani the nasb pronoun when it's attached, like sa'alahu, sa'alaha, sa'alaka, sa'alakum, and so on. And the jar pronouns are the exact same pronouns as the nasb pronouns, except that they only come attached, yani attached to a noun, like kitabuhu, kitabuha, yani meaning in the position where it should be majrur, or it came as the object of a preposition, like minhu, minha, and so on. The last thing that we covered in the English key, and we're going to be looking at that today, is when to use the separate pronouns of nasb. And we said that there are five situations in which we use the nasb pronoun, in which we can use or must use the nasb pronoun separately, not attached. And that is if it's the maf'ulun bi and it precedes the verb, that it's the maf'ulun bi of. The second case, if it's the maf'ulun bi of a masdar, which has connected to it as its mudhaf ilayhi, its fa'il. The third case, if the nasb pronoun comes after a conjunction. The fourth case, if the nasb pronoun comes after illa. And the fifth case is if the nasb pronoun occurs after another attached pronoun of nasb. And we looked at all of this in some detail. The second point of this lesson is very, very brief. Just mentions a new pattern for the masdar, the pattern fa'il, as in ranin and safir. And we'll see this in the lesson today, and in the exercises that we do today. Alright, so let's go straight to exercise number 4. Let's go straight to exercise number 4 and look at what it says here. Okay, it says, by the way, in exercise number 3, I'll just make a note that in exercise number 3 actually deals with the Arabic explanation. We did it last week, the Arabic explanation of when the pronoun of nasb is used as a separate pronoun, yan munfasilan. When does it come munfasilan? On the bottom of page 233 and most of page 234 deals with the five situations in which the nasb pronoun comes as a separate pronoun. Mentions all five of them and examples of each of them, and then it also at the end of it mentions the three levels of the pronoun, that they are either the ghaib pronouns referred to, yani the third person, or the mukhatab pronouns referring to the second person, or the mutakallim pronouns referring to the first person. And we said that this is the rutab, and this is a reference to the fifth situation in which a nasb pronoun is used as a separate pronoun. So the explanation here of the rutab is so that we know when that nasb pronoun, when it follows an attached nasb pronoun, when it has to be separate as a separate nasb pronoun, and when it's permissible for it to also be attached if it's from a different rutba, yani one is the first person, one is the second person, one is the second person, one is the third person, and so on like that. That discussion we completed last week. We went over it, we read it, we discussed it, we explained it, and I hope that inshallah we go back and review these things so that we don't lose them. Okay, so exercise number 4, on the bottom of page 234, it says, قَدِّمْ الْمَفْعُولَ بِهِ قَدِّمْ الْمَفْعُولَ بِهِ عَلَى الْفِعْلِ فِي كُلِّ جُمْلَةٍ مِمَّا يَأْتِي. I'm just going to quickly address a question that I see on the screen, which I didn't pay attention to before. I'm very sorry about that. But in any case, the question is about whether or not there is a Arabic beginners class that I am doing. No, there's no Arabic beginners class right now that I'm doing. On our website, we do have an Arabic course section where we do have the recordings from the level 1 beginners Arabic class and level 2. Intermediate Arabic class, and we also have the primer where we explain, and we have recordings of the classes where we explain how to, yani learning how to read and write the alphabets. So all of those classes are recorded. We will be doing some live sessions, beginners classes in the future once we finish one of these levels, 3 or 4. When we finish them, inshallah, at least one of them, then we'll be starting beginners classes again. But for now, we don't have any beginners classes except the recordings that are on our website, islamlecture.com. You can see in the Arabic courses, the primer course, how to, and let's begin to read Arabic, and also the recordings from level 1 and level 2. Now, barakallahu fikum. Okay, so back to exercise number 4, page 234, lesson 27, bottom of the page, قَدِّمْ الْمَفْعُولَ بِهِ عَلَى الْفِعْلِ فِي كُلِّ جُمْلَةٍ مِمَّا يَأْتِي. Yani, make the maf'ulun bi come before the verb that it is the object of. Make the maf'ulun bi come before. Qaddim. The maf'ulun bi before the verb that it is the object of. In each of the sentences from what follows. In each of the sentences from what follows. Now, so the first one is an example. It says, Na'buduka. Here the maf'ulun bi, the kaf, is coming in its normal position after the verb. Na'buduka. We worship you. The instruction says what? Qaddim al-maf'ul bi. Make the maf'ulun bi come before the verb. So here we're going to change the kaf and put it before the verb, which requires us to use it as a separate pronoun of nasb, yani composed of the pronoun and the word iyya. So instead of na'buduka, it became iyyaka na'budu. Okay, if the pronoun of nasb comes before the verb, it has to be a separate pronoun. And the separate pronoun of nasb is composed of the word iyya and the pronoun itself. the same pronoun that's used as an attached pronoun in na'buduka, the same pronoun is used, but it has to be combined with the word iya to formulate a new word that is the separate nasb pronoun. And there are five cases in which that separate nasb pronoun is used. One of them is if the maf'ulun bi precedes, comes ahead of its verb. So this is an example of that. Na'buduka became iyyaka na'budu. Okay, number two says nasta'inuka. So if we change it and put the kaf, that's the object of the verb, nasta'inuka, we seek help from you. Nasta'inuka. So we want to take that ka and put it before the verb, then we have to change it to the separate nasb pronoun. Yani munfasil pronoun. So it becomes, instead of nasta'inuka, it becomes iyyaka nasta'inu. Iyyaka nasta'inu. Number three, nastaghfiruka, we seek forgiveness from you, O Allah. We want to take the kaf, the attached pronoun kaf, and put it in front of the verb as a separate pronoun of nasb. So it became iyyaka nastaghfiru. Iyyaka nastaghfiru. It is you alone that we seek forgiveness from. Number four, ra'aytuhu. I saw him becomes iyyahu ra'aytu. It was him alone that I saw. Turning to page 235. Turning to page 235. We continue. Sentence number 5. Anadaytahu. Anadaytani ya ustadu. Yani, is it me that you are calling? Anadayta, nadaytani, ya ustadu, o teacher, o professor. Yani, are you calling me? So we want to change the ya al-mutakallam, which is the maf'ulun bi of the verb nadayta, nadaytani. We want to change it from being an attached pronoun coming after the verb to be a separate pronoun coming before the verb. So it became A'iyaya nadayta ya ustadu. Yani instead of nadaytani, it became iyaya nadayta. Yani anadaytani, a'iyaya nadayta ya ustadu. Was it me that you called, O professor, O teacher? Number six. Tatlubuha al-mudiratu. Yani, the headmistress, the female principal, is requesting her. Natlubuha. So we want to change it. Yani, instead of the verb ha coming after the verb, we want to put it before the verb. So it will become iyaha. I'm sorry, what did I say? Natlubu. Tatlubuha al-mudiratu. Tatlubuha al-mudiratu became iyaha tatlubu al-mudiratu. Iyaha, yani from tatlubuha became iyaha tatlubu al-mudiratu. Yani, she is the one that is being requested by the principal, female principal. Number seven, sa'alahum al-mudiru. Yani, the principal asked them. So the pronoun hum, instead of being an attached pronoun following the verb, we want to make it a separate pronoun preceding the verb. So we will say, instead of hum, it became iyahum sa'ala al-mudiru. Iyahum, instead of sa'alahum, iyahum sa'ala al-mudiru. Now, okay, so this exercise is an exercise dealing with the nas pronoun when it is used as munfasil, as a separate pronoun. And one of the cases, one of the five cases when it's used as a separate pronoun, is if it is the maf'ulun bi of the verb and it precedes its verb, comes before it. In that case, it has to be used as a separate pronoun of nasb with composed of the word iya and the pronoun itself. Type number five, ta'ammal al-mithal thumma hawwil al-jumala al-atiyata ala ghirariha musta'amilan illa. تأمل المثال, reflect upon, study, examine carefully the example. ثم حول الجملة الآتية, then transform or convert the following sentences على غرارها, on its same pattern. مستعملا إلا, using إلا. Okay, so we're going to use إلا here, and that means that what? That the nasb pronoun that comes after illa is going to have to come as a separate pronoun. In the original sentence, it's an attached pronoun following the verb. But when it becomes, when we use yani illa, then the nasb pronoun is going to come as a separate pronoun, yani composed of the word illa and the pronoun itself. So, the original sentence number one says, Ra'aytuhu, I saw him. Now we want to make a sentence in which there's going to be the use of the word illa, so we're going to have negation. I saw him, we're going to say, مَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ, I didn't see anyone except him. Okay, means I saw him, but now we're saying it's more emphasized, the meaning. Not only I saw him, I didn't see anyone except him. Because we want to use the word except, right? إِلَّا in the sentence, so that we can make the pronoun of nasb a separate pronoun. So instead of ra'aytu hu, the hu here becomes ma ra'aytu illa iyyahu. Yani the attached pronoun hu becomes the separate pronoun of nasb iyyahu. Ma ra'aytu illa iyyahu. The second sentence, na'abuduhu. We worship him. Yani we worship Allah. Na'abuduhu. Now we want to make it more emphasized that we don't worship anyone except him. So we're going to use illa here. مَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ. مَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ. So the pronoun who in نَعْبُدُهُ became, yani the attached pronoun became the separate pronoun إِلَّا إِيَّهُ. مَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ. Number three. يُحِبُّنِي الْمُدَرِّسُ. The teacher loves me. Okay, the pronoun يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمُ. That's connected to the verb by noon al-wiqaya. Yuhibbuni. The noon is noon al-wiqaya. The ya is ya al-mutakallim, the first person, singular pronoun. Instead of the attached pronoun, yani, yuhibbuni, we're going to make it a separate pronoun, iyaya, iyaya. So, yuhibbuni al-mudarris, the teacher loves me. Ma yuhibbu al-mudarris illa iyaya. The teacher doesn't love anyone except me. Okay, so you see this illa here is used to make emphasis on the meaning and to confine it. Yani, the teacher loves me, but it's possible he may love someone else. But when you say, ما يحب المدرس إلا إياه, means he doesn't love anyone except me. Number four. دعانا المدير. The teacher called or invited us. Now we want to say, and he invited us, and it's possible he could have invited other people too, but we're just talking about us, right? The teacher, the principal invited us. It's possible that the principal invited us and invited other people, but we don't know about the other people, we just know about us. Yani, the principal invited us. But we want to say the principal didn't invite anyone except us. So now we're going to use illa, and we're going to change the pronoun na al-mutakallimin from the attached pronoun to the separate pronoun iyana. So, دعانا المدير, the principal invited us, became ما دعا المدير إلا إيانا. The principal didn't invite anyone except us. He didn't invite anyone except us. Number five, عاقبهم المدرس, يعني عاقبهم, يعني he called them to account. Yani, those students, whoever did something, عاقبهم المدرس. Now we want to say, ما عاقب المدرس إلا إياهم. So the pronoun عاقبهم, the attached pronoun هم, becomes the separate pronoun إياهم. ما عاقب المدرس إلا إياهم. Number six. Exercise number six. Okay, so this is the second situation in which the nasb pronoun is used as a separate pronoun, that is after إلا. Exercise number six says ضع فى في الفراغ فيما يأتي ضمير نصب منفصلا واستعمل النوع المذكور بين القوسين يعني دع في الفراغ put in the empty space فيما يأتي and what follows ضمير نصب منفصلا يعني a pronoun of نصب as a separate pronoun of nasb. In the blank spaces, put a separate pronoun of nasb. واستعمل النوع المذكور بين القوسين and use the type of pronoun that is mentioned between the parenthesis. Okay, so in the parenthesis at the end of the line, it will say دمير المتكلم, so you have to use the first person singular pronoun. دمير المخاطب, you have to use the second person masculine singular pronoun. Damir al mutakallim, first person singular. Damir al mukhatibin, yani the second person plural pronoun. Damir al ghaib, yani the third person singular masculine pronoun. Okay, so it's telling you which pronoun you use. First person, second person, third person, singular, plural, or whatever. Alright? So what we have to do is we have to use a damir nasb. Damir nasb munfasil, a separate nasb pronoun. And this exercise is dealing with the separate nasb pronoun has to be used after a conjunction like waw al-atf. So here they gave us waw al-atf, examples of waw al-atf being used, so that after waw al-atf we have to use the separate nasb pronoun. Alright, so the first sentence says talaba al-mudiru ahmada wa iyaya. The principal requested Ahmed and me. So here, طلب المدير أحمد is the مفعول به, and this is واو العطف. So what comes after it has to have the same ruling. It also has to be منصوب. So here we have to use after واو العطف or any conjunction, we have to use the separate pronoun of نصب, يعني the pronoun attached composing one word with إياه. So إياه. Yani because they said damir al-mutakallim, so they want us to use the first person singular pronoun as a separate pronoun of nasb here. So it became the principal requested Ahmed wa iyaya and me. So iyaya is a separate pronoun of nasb because it's following a conjunction. That's the third situation in which the pronoun of nasb is used as a separate pronoun. Number two, sa'ala al-mudarrisu Ibrahima wa iyaka. The teacher asked Ibrahim and you, wa iyaka, as'ilatan sa'abatan. The teacher asked Ibrahim and you difficult questions. In parenthesis says damir al-mukhatab. That means we have to use the separate pronoun of nas for the second person masculine singular. Iyaka, Ibrahim wa iyaka. Number three, inna hamidan wa iyaya. Indeed, Hamid and I, najihani bitakdirin mumtazin, have passed the exam with the grade of excellence. And parenthesis says damir mutakallim, so we have to use the first person singular, yani separate nasb pronoun iyaya. Inna hamidan, it's the ism inna mansub. What comes after waw al-atif also has to be mansub. So we have the separate pronoun of nasb iyaya. Number four. سأدعو المدرسين وإياكم. I will invite the teachers and you all. يعني second person, masculine plural. إلى مأدوبة إن شاء الله. I will invite the teachers and you all to a banquet or a formal dinner. إن شاء الله. إلى مأدوبة إن شاء الله. Here the parenthesis tells us that we are to use the pronoun of المخاطبين. Second person, masculine plural, إياكم. Number five, أعرف أنك وإياه مجتهدان. I know that you and him are both diligent ones, hardworking. Here, what the pronoun we require to use is دمير الغاتب, that is الغائب, يعني the third person masculine singular, إياه, يعني أعرف أنك وإياه. This exercise is the third situation in which the damir al-nasb must be used as a separate pronoun. The first being when the maf'ulun bi precedes the verb, The second one being after illa. This third one is after a conjunction. Wow, or other than that of the conjunctions. Wow, fa, thumma, whatever. Number seven. Exercise number seven at the bottom of page 235. Yani is the fourth case in which the pronoun of nasb must be used as a separate pronoun. And that is in the situation where it's the mafoulun be of a masdar that has attached to it as its mudaf ilayhi, its fa'il. The masdar that has attached to it as its mudaf ilayhi, its fa'il. The doer of the action of that masdar is attached to it as the mudaf ilayhi. In that case, the object of the masdar, the maf'ulun bihi of the masdar, should come as a separate pronoun of nasb. This is the fourth situation where the separate pronoun of nasb is used. It says, hawwil, exercise number 7, bottom of page 235. It says, hawwil al-jumlata al-atiyata ala ghirari al-mithal musta'milan al-masdar. Yani, transform or convert the following sentence upon the pattern of the example, and in the same pattern as the example, using the masdar. Okay, so we're going to change it from the use of the verb to the use of the masdar in place of the verb. All right. In which case, the fa'il of the verb is going to be attached to the masdar as its mudaf ilayhi, and then the object of the verb is going to be made a separate object. So we have in the original sentence, number one, three sentences here. The first one, نَنْتَذِرُ أَنْ يَزُورَنَا الْمُدِيرُ. We are waiting for the mudir, the principal, to visit us. Okay, so in this sentence, يَزُورُنَا, يَزُورُ is the verb, نَا is the مَفْعُولٌ بِ, and مُدِير is the fa'il. So the fa'il, the mudir, is going to be attached as mudaf ilayhi to the masdar. The masdar is going to take the place of the verb. The mudir is going to be its mudaf ilayhi. And then the attached pronoun na in yazuruna is going to become a separate pronoun iyana. Okay, same meaning. Nantadiru an yazurana al mudir. We are waiting for the principal to visit us. But instead of the verb yazuruna, instead of the verb, we're going to have the masdar attached to the fa'il al-mudir as its mudaf ilayhi, and the object of the verb yazuruna, the noon, instead of an attached pronoun, is going to be a separate pronoun of nasb. Nantaziru ziyarata al-mudiri iyana. We are waiting for the visit of the principal, the visit of the principal to visit us. So here you see that instead of yazur, the verb, we have ziyara, the masdar. Instead of the fa'il al-mudir coming after the verb and its object, the fa'il mudir is attached to the masdar as its mudaf ilayhi. And instead of the pronoun, the maf'ulun bi, being an attached pronoun, yazuruna, attached to the verb, it came as a separate pronoun with iya, iyana. Okay, that's the example. Let's do the second sentence. It says, nuridu an yukhrijahu المدرس من الفصل يريد أي يخرجه. يعني this is the verb يخرج يخرجه. This is the verb يخرج. We're gonna exchange يخرج the verb for the masdar إخراج, and then the فاعل المدرس is going to be attached to the masdar as its مضاف إليه, and the pronoun who, the attached pronoun who, is going to come as a separate pronoun إياه. All right, nuridu, we want, and yakhrujuhu al-mudarrisu min al-fasl. We want the teacher to remove him from the classroom. We could say it using the masdar. Nuridu ikhraj al-mudarrisi iyyahu min al-fasl. We want ikhraj al-mudarris, the removing, the mudarris removing iyyahu, him, from the classroom. Here we see that instead of the verb yukhrij, we have the masdar ikhraj, and instead of the attached pronoun who attached to the verb, it's separate as iya, and the fa'il mudarris is attached to the masdar as its mudaf ilayh. Ikhraja al-mudarrisi. And ikhraja is the mudaf, And al-mudarris is the mudaf ilayhi, yani the fa'il is mudaf to the masdar. In that case, when the fa'il is attached to the masdar, the maf'ulun bi, it comes as a separate pronoun of nasb. The third sentence, uhibbuka akthara mimma tuhibbuni. Yani I love you, I love you more than you love me. So now the verb uhibbuka, instead of the verb you're going to have the masdar hub, and instead of yani the pronoun, the maf'ulun bi ka being an attached pronoun, it's going to be a separate pronoun, iyyaka. All right, so uhibbuka is going to become hubbi iyyaka. Yani uhibbu, it means that yani is has in it the damir mustatir taqdiruhu ana. So that damir mustatir is the fa'il of the verb uhibbu. It's damir mustatir, it's the fa'il, and the fa'il is now going to be attached to the masdar hub, hubbi ana, my love, iyyaka of you, is aktharu min hubbika iyaya, is more than your love of me. My love of you is more than your love of me. In both cases, yani the verb uhibbu and tuhibbu is replaced by the master hub attached to its fa'il hubbi. Yani from uhibbu you get hubbi, and from tuhibbu you get hubbika. Hubbika, yani because tuhibbu is the mudari verb, its fa'il is damir mustatir taqdiruhu anta. So when you take the fa'il and attach it to the masdar, it becomes instead of anta, ka, hubbika, min, hubbika, iyaya. In both cases, the attached pronoun, uhibbuka, and the attached pronoun in tuhibbuni, yani becomes separate pronouns, yani iyaka and iyaya. So this is a little bit tricky exercise. I hope that everybody is able to follow it. What is important here is that we have to know the rules that are required for this situation in which the nasb pronoun comes separate. That is the situation in which the masdar, yani that the pronoun is the object, the maf'ulun bi is the object of a masdar, that masdar has attached to it as its mudaf ilayhi, its fa'il. So we're going to see the fa'il being attached to the masdar, as in hubbi, the fa'il is ana, and we're going to see hubbika, yani the masdar, the fa'il is ka, yani hubbuka, or in this case min hubbika. So we see that the masdar has attached to it as its mudaf ilayhi, its fa'il, ya al-mutakallam in the first case, hubbi, and yani the second person masculine singular ka in hubbika. And then the object of the verb uhibbuka or tuhibbuni, the object becomes a separate pronoun, the ka becomes iyaka, and the ya mutakallim becomes iyaya. Okay, so this is the end of exercise number 7. Exercise number 8 is on page 236. Ajibu an al-as'ilati al-atiyati ala ghirar al-mithal. Yani answer concerning the following questions ala ghirari al-mithal, in the same manner, on the same pattern of the example. So they gave us one example, that's sentence number 1. And then they give us, yani 1 through 8. The first one is an example. So answer the following questions. All these are questions. 1 through 7 are questions. And we must answer the question in the same way that the first one is answered. That pattern. Okay, so let's look at the pattern of the example. Number 1, it says, Aina kitabul mudir? Where is the book of the principal? The answer they gave, A'taytuhu iyyahu. A'taytuhu iyyahu. I gave him iyyahu, it. Iyyahu is the separate nasb pronoun referring back to kitab. A'taytuhu, who is referring back to al-mudir. So the pattern they want us to use is A'taytuhu, I gave him, or I gave her, or I gave them, And then the thing, the maf'ulun bi, is going to come as a separate pronoun of nasb with iyyah. Okay, so the maf'ulun bi here, yani ataytuhu iyyaha, I gave him it, yani the book. I gave him the book. Alright? Okay, number two. Aina majallatu al-mudarrisi. Where's the magazine of the teacher? So what we want to say is, I gave him, the teacher, ataytuhu, I gave him it, yani al-majalla. So it's going to be feminine singular. I gave him it. Ataytuhu iyyaha. In the first one, ataytuhu iyyahu, I gave him it, meaning the kitab, masculine. In this one, I gave him it, yani feminine, iyyaha, because it's referring back to al-majallatu, the magazine. Ataytuhu iyyaha. So this is the final example in which the nasb pronoun is used as a separate pronoun, and that is when the nasb pronoun is following an attached nasb pronoun. There's already a pronoun that's attached to the verb, and now another nasb pronoun is being used, so it comes as a separate pronoun. And we did say that there are some details concerning this. If the two nasb pronouns are from the same rutbah, they're both third person, it has to come separate. As we see in the sentence number one, in the answer to number one, we see that both of them, hu, ataytu hu, and iyahu, both of them are from the same rutbah. Both of them are third person pronouns, it has to come separate. If they are from different rutbah, one is the second person and the other one is the third person, or one is the first person and the other is the second person, in that case, it's permissible for it to come as a separate pronoun here, like it is here, or it is permissible to make it, yani, as an attached pronoun, being directly attached to the first pronoun of nasb. So if they are from different rutbah, it's permissible. Either way, you can make it as an attached pronoun or as a separate pronoun if they're from different rutbah. But if they're from the same rutbah, both of them are third person, or both of them are second person, or both of them are first person, then it must come as a separate pronoun. That's the discussion related to this. And we discussed it last week. That was exercise number 3 last week. It's explained in detail all 5 cases. The 5th case is the one that we're looking at here. And that is that its details about being from different rutbah, third person, second person, or first person, is explained in last week's session, exercise number 3, the full Arabic explanation of that particular point with examples. And it is also given in the English key under when to use the separate pronouns of nasb on page 123 and 124. This particular case that we're dealing with in this exercise is the 5th case, and this discussion concerning the different rutbah and whether or not it has to be a separate pronoun or it's permissible to be an attached pronoun, that discussion also came in the English key as well as in the Arabic text in last week's session. Okay, so let's go on. We did number 1 and 2. Let's see number 3. Aina qalamu al-ukhti. Where's the pen of the sister? So we want to say, I gave her it. Yani it being the separate pronoun referring back to qalam. So it's going to be masculine, third person, singular. Hu, iyyahu. Okay, aina qalamu al-ukhti. Ataytuha, ha is referring back to al-ukht. I gave her iyyahu, it referring back to al-qalam. Number 4. Aina dafatiru at-tullabi. Where are the notebooks of the students? Ataytuhum iyyaha. Ataytuhum is referring back to the students. I gave them iyyaha, it. Or them is referring back to dafatir. Yani dafatir is a ghayru aqil plural. Therefore, it is treated as though it's feminine singular. Thus, iyyaha, the third person, feminine singular pronoun, because dafatir is a ghayru aqil plural. That's in lesson 16 and 17 from book 1. Okay, that's number 4. Number 5, aina dafatiru al-akhawati. Where are the notebooks of the sisters? Ataytuhunna iyyaha. I gave them the notebooks, iyyaha. So here we see أعطيتُ هُنَّ هُنَّ is referring to الأخوات, and إياها is referring back to the فاتر. غير عاقل plural treated as though it's feminine singular. Thus the pronoun ها. Number 6. أين حقيبة أمي? Where's the bag, pocketbook or briefcase of my mother? أعطيتها إياها. أعطيتها إياها. I gave her it. أعطيتها. Ha here is referring back to أمي. And إياها, I gave her it, is referring back to the حقيبة. Number 7. أين برقيتا حامد? Where are the two telegrams of Hamid? برقيتا is originally برقيتان, is a مثنى word. When it is connected in إضافة, it loses the نون. أين برقيتا حامد? Where are the two telegrams of Hamid? أعطيته إياهما. I gave him. أعطيته is referring back to Hamid, and إياهما is referring back to the two telegrams, and that, therefore it's dual. Number 8. أين رسائل المدرسين? Where are the رسائل, the letters of the teachers? أعطيتهم إياها. I gave them. هم here, أعطيتهم, is referring to the مدرسين, and إياها, them, I gave it, I gave them, يعني the رسائل. رسائل is غير عاقل plural, so it's treated as feminine singular, and therefore we're using the feminine, third person feminine singular pronoun ها, referring back to the غير عاقل plural رسائل. Alright, so this is the fifth situation in which the نصب pronoun is used as a separate pronoun, and that is if the nasb pronoun is following a previous nasb pronoun that's attached to the verb already. If they are both from the same rutbah, as in all of these examples, they are all third person examples, it must come as a separate pronoun. If they were from different rutbah, then it's permissible to come separate, or it may be it's permissible to join it, and joining it is better. And joining it is better if they are from different rutbah. Number 9. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية على غرار مثال. Answer the following questions on the pattern of the example. On the pattern of the example. Number 1. This is the example. من علمك قيادة السيارة? Who has taught you, يعني قيادة, driving, how to drive the car? Who has taught you driving a car? The answer, علمنيها أخي. علمنيها أخي, يعني my brother has taught me it. Here علمنيها يعني is referring back to قيادة, قيادة السيارة. He has taught me it, meaning قيادة السيارة, أخي. And then they give a second answer, علمني إياها أخي. يعني علمني إياها, he has taught me إياها, يعني this قيادة السيارة أخي. Here we see that in the two examples, in the first example, both pronouns are attached. علمني ها. And that is what's better, that it be attached if the two pronouns of nasb are from different rutbah. So ya al-mutakallim in علمني is first person, and ha is third person. So because they are from different rutbah, it's permissible to join them, to attach them to the verb, or to make them second one as a separate pronoun. But what is better is to join them to the verb, both of them be attached. That's what's better. But it's also permissible to make it as a separate pronoun, as in the second example, علمني إياها. يعني يا المتكلم إن علمني is a first person pronoun, إياها the second one is a third person pronoun. So it's permissible for them to come as a separate pronoun, إياها. But what is better is that it's joined, يعني the two pronouns being joined to the verb, علمنيها أخي. Okay, number 2. من أعطاك هذا الخاتم? Yani who has given you this khatam, yani this seal or ring, khatam. Who has given you this khatam, this seal? So the answer, yani, you can say, أخي أعطانيه أخي. أعطانيه أخي. يعني he has given me it, my brother. My brother has given me it. Here the two pronouns are joined together. أعطاني he. يعني يا المتكلم first person pronoun, he third person pronoun. So it's permissible to join them attached or make the second one separate. What is better is to join them. So the second possibility, making it as a separate pronoun, is أعطاني إياه أخي. أعطاني إياه أخي. My brother has given me it. يعني the خاتم. Number three. متى تعطيني هذا الكتاب. When? تعطيني. When will you give me this book? Here, we see that تعطيني يعني has the first person pronoun يا المتكلم تعطي. متى تعطيني. When will you give me هذا الكتاب. So in the answer, هذا الكتاب is going to be referred to as a pronoun, a third person pronoun. And يعني the first object تعطيني is a first person pronoun. So because they are from different rutba, the two pronouns can be separate or attached, but it's better to attach them. So we say, when will you give me this book? سأعطيكه غدا. I will give you it tomorrow. سأعطيك, I will give you it, هو, referring back to هذا الكتاب, غدا. Here the two pronouns, كا and هو, are second and third person, different rutba, so it's better to make them attached. However, it's permissible to make them separate. You could say, سأعطيك إياه غدا. I will give you إياه it, يعني الكتاب, هذا الكتاب, غدا. Number four, متى تريني بيتك. When will you show me your house? So the answer, سأريكه بعد قليل. I will show you it بعد قليل, in a little while, after a little while. So here we see that سأريك, I will show you, is second person pronoun. هو, referring back to the بيت, is third person pronoun. So it's permissible to make it attached or separate, but it's better to make it attached as it is here. It's permissible to say though, as a separate pronoun, سأريك إياه بعد قليل. I will show you إياه it, يعني the house, after a little while. Alright, so this is the details concerning the fifth matter, and that is when you have a nasb pronoun following an attached nasb pronoun, then if they are from the same rutba, they must be separate. Yani the second one must come as a separate pronoun, as إياه or إياها or إياك and so on. If they are from different rutba, we see here in this exercise, if they are from different rutba, you have the option to make both of them attached or to make the second one as a separate pronoun. So this is the end of what it's dealing with, yani the matter of, or at least the main exercise is dealing with, the matters of the attached pronouns, well, pronouns in general, and specifically when the separate nasb pronoun is to be used. Five cases, so they gave exercises for each one of them, and then the last exercise, number nine, shows us the details about the fifth of them, that it's permissible to make it attached or to make it separate depending on whether or not the two pronouns are from the same rutba or they're from different rutba. The tenth example is an oral exercise related to this subject, but it's oral. Tamreen Shafawi, yani an oral exercise. Yaqulu talibun لآخر. يعني a student says to another student, يريد فلان ك كتابك. So and so wants your book. وَيُوَ دَفْتَرَكَ وَقَلَمَكَ. So and so wants your kitab, وَيُوَ دَفْتَر, وَيُوَ قَلَم. Any different words are being given here so that each student in the oral exercise can use a different word. أَفَأُعْطِيهِ, shall I give, يعني him, إِيَّاهُ, it, shall I give him it. Here we see that the pronouns يعني أَفَأُعْطِيهِ, the first مفعول pronoun is third person, وَإِيَّاهُ, the second مفعول pronoun is the third person, so it must come as a separate pronoun. It must come as a separate pronoun. So the oral exercise is what? One student says to another, يُرِيدُ فُلَان كِتَابَكَ or دَفْتَرَكَ or قَلَمَكَ, so-and-so wants your book or your notebook or your pen. And then he asks, after saying that, the same student asks the question, أَفَأُعْطِيهِ إِيَّهُ, shall I give him it? Shall I give him it? And the second student who is being asked will answer, يُجِيبُ الطَّالِبُ الْمَسْؤُولُ, the student will answer the مسؤول, الطالب المسؤول, يعني the student who is being questioned, who is being asked, will answer saying, نعم, either he will say, نعم, أَعْطِهِ إِيَّهُ, give him it, or he will say, لا, لا تُعْطِهِ إِيَّهُ, no, do not give him it. Okay, so the student will either answer in the affirmative, yes, أَعْطِهِ إِيَّهُ, and again, because the first pronoun, the first نصب pronoun that's attached, أَعْطِهِ, is a third person, and the second pronoun of نصب is also a third person, it has to come separate, it has to come separate. نعم, أَعْطِهِ إِيَّهُ, yes, give him it, or لا, لا تعطي, لا تعطيه إياه, no, do not give him it. Okay, that's all exercise. You can just practice if you have somebody to practice with, using each of these words, كتاب, دفر, قلم, or other than that. Exercise number 11, يسمع رنين الجرس. يسمع رنين, the sound, the ringing of the bell is yusma'u, is heard. The ringing of the bell is heard. The word that we're talking about here is ranin. Raninun is a masdar from ranna yarinnu. Wa huwa ala wazni fa'il. And it is on the pattern of fa'il. Yani meaning, the first root letter, ra, takes fatha, the second root letter, the first of the two noons in ranna yarinnu, takes kasra, elongated by ya, and then the third radical comes. Fa'il, ranin. Okay, it says here, going to the next page. Page 237. Hati masadir al-af'al al-atiya ala wazni fa'il. So give the masdars, the infinitives, of the following verbs on the pattern of fa'il. On the pattern of fa'il. So from safara, yasfiru, which means to whistle, safara yasfiru, safirun, on the pattern of fa'il, safirun, yani the sad takes fatha, the fa takes kasra elongated by ya, and then the third radical ra, safirun, whistling. Shakhara yashkhiru, it has a number of meanings. From its meanings is to snore or snort, and from its meaning is nay or whinny. Yani meaning the nay or the yani the sound of a donkey, the braying of a donkey, the braying of a donkey. Shakhara yashkhiru, on the pattern of fa'il is shakhirun, the braying sound, the braying of the donkey. The next word, sahala yashilu, yani it could be yashilu or yashalu, both of them are permissible. Yani in the mudari it can take fatha or kasra as the middle radical. Sahala yashilu or yashalu means the whinny or the neigh sound of the horse, the soft high sound of a horse called whinny. Or nay. Nay is N-E-I-G-H. Naam, but the GH is not pronounced, so it's pronounced, yani the sound of the word is nay or whinny, W-H-I-N-N-Y. That's the high-pitched sound of the horse. Yani, from sahala yashalu sahilun. That's the whinnying or the neighing of the horse. The next exercise, number 12, hati, jama'a, give the plural of ad-durj. Ad-durj, ad-raj. Ad-raj. And al-khatam, the plural, khawatim, khawatimu. The last exercise, exercise 13, hati al-mudari wal-amra min al-af'al al-atiya, give the present tense form of the verb and the imperative or command form of the following verbs, tazakkara, to remember or call to mind, yatazakkaru, qada, yani to finish a matter or to make a judgment in a matter, qada, yani yaqdi. Oh, I'm sorry, the fil amr form as well. Tadhakkara, the mudari is yatadhakkaru, and the fil amr is tadhakkar. Tadhakkar. Qada, yaqdi, the fil amr, iqdi. Basmala, yani to say, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, the mudari, yubasmilu, the fil amr, basmil. Basmil. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success. And subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success in everything that we say and we do, that He grant us success in doing it sincerely for His sake alone and in accordance with the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah out of His generosity and His mercy to recognize, record and reward our good deeds, to pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, firmness and steadfastness upon a sirat al-mustaqim, until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah as well to grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that He shower His rahmah, His mercy upon those who have passed away, that He fill their graves with light, and that He make them spacious, and that He protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire, and that He admit them into His paradise. Ameen. As far as the homework, inshallah, for next week's homework, inshallah, we're going to be doing the new lesson 28. So you may, you don't have to wait for the assignment. You can start reading the English key. It's quite lengthy and quite detailed. We might not take more than the English key for next week. We may take the English key and the Arabic text or dialogue, or we may just stick to the English key. I'm not really sure at the moment. We'll look at it and see. But at least the English key we're going to cover in its entirety, and that might be all that we're going to cover, unless we also cover the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson. Probably it'll take us at least 2, probably 3 sessions to complete this lesson, 28 al-maf'ul al-mutlaq. It's quite detailed. Please read it carefully. And every day's assignment should also entail reviewing the previous day's assignment until we memorize this material. Naam, barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairah.